As much as a lot of progress is being made in bringing mental health illnesses out of the shadows, a stubborn stigma still persists. A stigma that prevents us from talking openly about mental health issues in the workplace and often preventing those who need help the most from seeking it. We spoke to Penny Mkhize, a formidable HR specialist who spends her days fighting for employee rights in the workplace and unpacking mental health stigmas in workplaces.
Well, the stigma comes from misguided views from society as a whole, that people with mental illnesses are different. Others believe they have been possessed, and others believe they are threats and shouldn't be around people without any mental conditions. These lead to many exclusions within the workplace because of the beliefs within society people bring into the workplace. Others truly believe they are protected in themselves. Most of the people do not want to talk about their mental conditions, and we find that a lot of people in the workplace do suffer from some sort of mental condition, a lot of them.
Penny Mkhize says part of a larger effort foster an organizational culture of psychological safety is becoming more aware and educating ourselves about mental health illnesses.
The mental health awareness in the workplace is extremely important as well. More so, not for only the affected, but also to educate fellow employees exactly what it is and eradicate the stigmas surrounding it. It also starts with how a person is seen with a mental condition in the organization.
Mkhize also emphasized that employers as well as employees should know that they have rights that allow them to protect their mental health and well-being at work.
It is important for people to know that a mental illness is a sickness, so it will be covered under Section 22 of the Leave Act. An employee has the right also not to disclose their sickness to their employer unless he or she feels they want to and feels comfortable to do so. It is also vital for us to note that some work environments are still not conducive for employees to have these conversations. Hence, mental health awareness is so important in all organizations, no matter how small or how big.
Mkhize further advises on which steps one should consider should they find themselves in a situation whereby their mental health is heavily compromised.
Everyone's mental condition is different, and the steps that would follow would be dependent on the severity of the employee's condition. All mental illnesses, employees need time off to recuperate without any pressure or threat of them losing their employment. There are a lot of factors that contribute to a decline to an employee's mental health. Should the reasons be because of a work-related matter, work politics, victimization and bullying, sexual harassment, or any other work-related matter, I would advise for the employee not to disclose their mental illness at first until they have addressed their fears they have of their work environment and they feel comfortable enough to disclose their illness to their employer. If they have tried the EAP, which is the employee assistance program provided at work, but feel it's too close to the situation or it's not helping, I would advise they seek external professional help, preferably a psychologist who may book the employee off sick and refer them to a psychiatrist should the employee not have one.
Mkhize emphasized that part of overcoming these stigmas is about being mindful of the conversations we have around mental health issues and having more empathy towards our fellow employees.
If mental illness in the workplace are not addressed and treated with the urgency it deserves, it is evident that a decrease in productivity and absenteeism is inevitable. A company with a good EPA, which is an employee assistance program for mental illness, reaps the benefit of a healthy working environment with high performing employees, which in turn leads to an overall profitable revenue for the organization.
Penny Mkhize also spoke to us about being aware of your mental health, not only on the month of October, but all year around, and the importance of organizations training their managers to be more compassionate leaders who are agents of change.
It is really, really important for us not to to look at mental illness and dwell on it only in the month of October because it's Mental Illness Awareness Month, but throughout the year, so that we really, really bring forth the seriousness of the illness and to really eradicate the stigmas as well around it in the workplace so that everybody feels comfortable to talk about the illness and so that we can deal with it more openly with everybody affected at work. And as well, the training of managers is very, very vital for the survival of the teams. Because when you train a manager how to handle and provide them with tools in how to handle an employee with a mental condition, in turn, they will train other team members in how to deal with the situation when a fellow employee or colleague has been diagnosed with a mental condition, because there's so much empathy that surrounds this condition, and people not understanding that it's not only a sickness that just goes away, it could also be fatal. So it is very, very, very vital that the training of managers especially is done throughout the organizations.
Reporting for Multimedia Live, Modiege Mashamaide.